It's time now for another dose of Beauty's Truth Serum, Beauty Inside Out, with health and beauty expert David Pollack and co-host Lisa Davis.
Ever wonder how the celebs look so good, David? You know, I think, well, it's got to be because they got the live-in chefs and the personal trainers, but they're obviously still doing the work and they're looking pretty darn fabulous. So what do you think?
I think you're right. I mean, they've got a lot of ways of doing it. But what I think the harmful side of that is, we all look at them as role models and think we should look like them. And that goes for men and women. And there was a report out that just shocked me this week. I know from being in the industry that most women are their worst beauty critics. But this report this week, Dove did it, said only 4% of the women consider themselves beautiful. And they got this FBI sketch artist. They had everybody meet in a different room and then go and describe to the sketch artist the person they met and then separately describe themselves. And they came out so differently. People see themselves differently. They see themselves heavier or unhappy or not as beautiful than they truly are. And so a lot of it's going to start with confidence and being healthy, etc. And I know the celebrities go through it too. As perfect as they look, I know they don't all look or feel this, you know, the same. They have the same insecurities we all do. And our next guest has actually worked with many celebrities, has been on many TV shows, and is a celebrity himself. So if you could introduce our guest and bring him on, this would be great. I'm so excited.
Sure. Well, first, David, I just want to tell you, I interviewed Gil Samora, who's a sketch artist, and we're going to get him on Beauty Inside Out, but I'll be talking more about that. Yes. Jorge Cruz is with us. He's the number one New York Times bestselling author of over 15 weight loss books, and he's here to help us out. Hello, Jorge.
Good morning, guys. I'm so excited to be here. My pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you.
Great to have
you on.
And I know
you've come up with a way of helping, and I want to break down how you do this with different models and celebrities and your opinions and what we're talking about. But one of the things is you've come out with – you've broken the code on how to eat well and be healthy. And I've been in New York. I look at the menus and see the calories up there. But you're saying ignore those, that we should be counting sugar calories, correct?
Absolutely. What all the science has shown, from Harvard to the Michigan University studies, and this is what they teach in the schools now, that carbohydrates become sugars, and sugar calories are what cause our insulin to go up, and that's what causes belly fat. Not eating too many calories like a chicken salad. The calories, David, that come from a chicken, from protein and vegetables and tomatoes and olive oil, do not get processed and elevate sugar the way a carbohydrate or sugar does. So that's a huge secret in Hollywood, and everyone knows it.
Yeah, you know, I was about to say, Jorge, is that something that you see with a lot of the celebs, that they're doing this? They're counting these sugar calories, and they're aware of what they need to be doing from reading your great books and working with you directly.
Well, I'll tell you, when I go to L.A. or New York, there's a couple celebrities out there, but, you know, I've had an opportunity to meet with enough people, and I've, you know, had a chance to meet people that really have a lifestyle that, when we say busy, it's insane. You know, people always think that these celebrities, that they have help, that they're special. Well, they work hard. They really earn that money. That's insane out there. I mean, whether it was Oprah when I met her, and being featured in her magazine as well, and being on her show back in the day, or, you know, when I'm on Dr. Oz, for example, he works his tail off. Everyone does. And you don't have a lot of time to be going to the gym for 2 hours. And if someone comes to your house, it's for 20 minutes. And you get a 20-minute workout. And it's to just keep your muscles toned. It's all about nutrition. It's all about the new dietary science and what everyone knows that has access. Well, we'll just call it that has access to what works and what really works based on science. Is that they know if they keep their sugar calories to 100 sugar calories or less a day, if they're the average person, that they're going to be able to keep their body looking amazing, youthful, vital, without a lot of effort. And, okay, you know, we can talk about what they're eating, whatever you guys want to do. I can talk about an average day, special drinks, food, whatever
real quick,
you want.
I want to make sure, I want to share with our listeners something you shared with us, and that is, instead of it looking at calories, we're looking at sugar calories, and to realize what the sugar calories are, it's not what's written on the label. You told us, take the carbs and multiply it by 4, and that's going to tell us how many sugar calories are in something, correct?
Yeah, I would say if you take any nutritional label, discard everything on a nutritional label, and only look at carbs, total carbs.
Okay.
And take total carbs, times it by 4. You'll find out how many sugar calories, because a sugar is a saccharide. It's a big fancy name for sugar. And a carbohydrate is a polysaccharide, which just means many little sugars. And, you know, I have a little slideshow at JorgeCruz.com that you can get for free under free support that shows you all this. You can see it all. You can share it with your family, your friends. And you'll see how sugars are, when you put them together, they make a carb. And that carb can be, whether it's couscous, whole wheat bread, it could be a croissant. Whatever it is. It's a carb. And it's just about knowing that you don't need to surpass 100. That doesn't mean you don't get to eat bread. It just means you want to find a bread that, you know, definitely is low in carbs. And if you're going to eat couscous, you want to eat that when you need it the most, maybe in the day if you have a busy day for energy, not maybe at night. But that doesn't mean you can't have wine. You know, I tell all my clients, especially those that are in Hollywood, that you've got to enjoy life. And whether it's dark chocolate or two glasses of red wine, it's a very small amount of sugar calories, you know, on average about 13 sugar calories for a glass of wine. Red wine, so you're fine with two, totally fine. So you can still enjoy it, and then it's all about discovering what I call the freebies. Because in Hollywood, Everyone knows what the freebies are, the foods that you can eat without worrying about anything.
Like what? Share with us. Share with some of these celebrity secrets.
Celery?
Yeah, no, the average client I work with that's in L.A., they get up, they're going to have poached eggs, they're going to have steamed eggs, they're going to have eggs. Eggs have no calorie, in my opinion. Traditional calories, you know, if you talk to my, I don't want to call her my nemesis, but my dear friend Jillian Michaels, or someone like that on The Biggest Loser, she'll tell you an egg based on the calorie king has 80 calories. And it's like, Jorge, 80 calories. And I'll say, Jillian, zero calories. She'll like, no, it's 80. I'll say, but there are no sugar calories in it. She's like, but there's 80. So that's the debate. But if you're in Hollywood, people know this, that eggs are fabulous in the morning. You can have one or two eggs, three if you're really hungry. You can have it with a little sautéed spinach, the olive oil, the salt, the pepper, the spinach. The greens have, I do not count greens. They have a small amount of caloric carb values, but anything that is green is on my special freebie list. So there's no sugar calories if you do something like that. If you want some bread, you can do that, but just make sure it's a bread that probably only has like 10 grams of carbs in it, you know, because times four, that's 40. That way you have some other carbs for the day or for the evening when you want your wine or something like that. So that's like a great day. At lunch, a chicken salad, no sugar calories. And at dinner, you know, whether it's grilled chicken, fish, steak, no sugar calories. Sauteed vegetables, again, more veggies. I'm a big fan of green vegetables, no sugar calories. And of course, please, if you are busy like me, once in a while, enjoy a glass of red wine. Have about 13 sugar calories. Enjoy that and don't feel guilty about it. And that's a great day that's under 100 sugar calories.
That's incredible. You know, I love salad dressings. And for years, they would say, oh, don't use too much salad dressing. So you're saying if it's a salad dressing that doesn't, you should still look, though, right? Because some of them do put a lot of sugar in it. You want to be careful. But if you're having like a balsamic oil and vinegar kind of thing, you're probably pretty good to go, it sounds like.
Absolutely. Now, the key is, you know, the thicker, richer salad dressing, the ones that are creamy or oily, we usually run. But the old science says that fat makes you fat, that all carbs are the same. That you have to eat less of, you have to dip your fork. Weight Watchers used to do this. You dip your fork in your dressing, and then you touch your lettuce. Have you done that, David? It's crazy.
I have.
Yeah, I've seen that.
So for our listeners, you've helped many celebrities, and the secrets for those in the know is not to track regular calories, but sugar calories. We're allowed about 100 a day, and I'm wrapping up because we're going to run out of time. And to calculate that is to ignore the nutritional label, but to actually look at the number of carbs, multiply it by 4, and that's what you should be counting, and we're allowed roughly 100 calories a day. And you've got all this information on your website, JorgeCruz.com. Go to free support and then also check out his books. New York Times bestseller, 15 different books. It's amazing. Thank you so much, Jorge. I'm beauty expert David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis. And you're listening to Beauty Inside Out on RadioMD.com. Stay healthy and thank you so much.